This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Intro song.
Guys, what's up? Welcome to Dynamic Banter! Scan it, scan it, scan it, scan it. This is a good show, guys.
we're already on a roll. It's already a good show. Please leave your reviews on iTunes and let them know that this was a good show.
Mike and I hardly ever do prep for this show. Like, never. We never do prep, really.
Yeah.
But I think we did a little prep today.
A little bit. I can tell.
just enough to know that I brought something to show you.
We're having like show and tell.
We're having show and tell today.
Is what we're doing. Is that prep?
Dynamic tell. Show and dynamic bantel.
Shonamic.
Bantel.
Tantel. Dynamic. Banter.
Diane Shalinic. Show and tell Dan banter.
Dan Tracton banter.
So we have some stuff to show each other and that's kind of fun, but that's all we really know about the show today. And that's how it goes. Mike, do you know about, first of all, how you doing, buddy? You good?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Good. Good. Yeah. So have you heard about, just wanted to get that out of the way.
Can I say one thing before we start?
Of course, please.
There's still tickets available for my late show in Atlanta, which happens tomorrow. Thank you, everyone. I wish all of you were coming. Late show tomorrow starts at 10:30. Still tickets available on likefalzone.com. Thank you.
Woo!
The one guy who's definitely showing up.
Mike, have you heard of competitive slapping?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it scares the fuck out of me.
It scares the fuck out of me too.
Because it's not really.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
For people who are like, what the fuck?
It's too much. How do they not break
it's
each other's jaws?
It's crazy. Okay, so I guess it's in Russia.
Okay, that seems...
Which makes sense now. And I think it's elsewhere too, but it's not in the U.S. for sure.
Because of waivers and lawsuits, probably.
Everything.
Yeah. But in Russia, they're like, if you can't take slip, you can't take winter.
Then you hit the road jack.
Which we know is American saying, but we're working on
but. So, dude, this is what it is. It's two muscle boys.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, oh yeah.
Yeah,
like,
big
boys.
Big hams.
Like, there's no performance-enhancing drug regulations in Russia. Big guys.
Just, like, highlight players. It's, like, one wrestler arm and one, like, video game player arm.
Right. It's like, yeah, exactly, like mutants.
Yeah.
These guys are monsters.
Yeah.
Like, literally terrifying monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them aren't even, there are some that aren't muscular. They're just big dudes.
They know about whiplash. They know about physics. If you got a big hand and you know about physics, you could be a slapping your friend in the face champion.
Yeah, there's got to be a science to this. Because the goal is you want to slap someone so hard that they're bye-bye, goodnight, Irene.
Is that how you win?
I think so.
I was just thinking, I don't know how you win.
I think it's you slap them until they can't be slapped anymore.
Because there's people behind them to catch them when they get yacked up.
Yeah, but if they're unable to continue to slap...
If you're dead, you lose.
Yeah. If your brain activity hits zero.
If he dies, he dies. Yeah, that's what they sound like when they're falling. And then they fall into a sarcophagus and they leave you there.
Dude, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
And it's like...
because even in the UFC, your trainers teach you how to block. And for the slapping thing, like, there's no blocking.
No, and if you block, you're like probably...
a pussy.
A pussy. And you don't want that.
No, never. You know what the... it's so loud. It's so loud.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be that one.
What do you think it was going to be?
Well, it just says insane synth on it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So if you block your pussy and
you don't want that.
But the worst part is I've seen videos where like the first guy goes as hard as he can.
Yeah.
And the second guy is like,
oh yeah.
And it's like when you're just getting your car after that.
Dude. And this is how amazing it is because there's so many moments like that, like Mike's talking about, but in like a different way. Like because for me, it's like, I think it's the most entertaining, like, physical thing that humans have done on public television. Or, okay. Like, on some... like, boxing is kind of not... whatever. Like, I appreciate it. Yeah. I respect it.
Uh-huh, sure.
My dad loves it. But I just never got into it.
Is your dad an Oscar De La Hoya guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where's Oscar De La Hoya from? España? I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Maybe. Maybe Mexico.
Who knows for sure?
Maybe here in Mexico.
Does he have a favorite boxer that you know of?
No, I don't. I don't know. I it might be De La Hoya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it might be the only name I remember.
It might be
we don't
Michael
know.
Tyson De Hoya.
Michael Bird.
Magic Tyson.
Magic Tyson. Is that the guy he had to fight in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
That's the unlicensed version.
So, and I UFC is like way too intense for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like those guys get bloodied up.
Yeah, they fuck each other right
it's
up.
It's gory as
they
fuck.
They fuck each other right up in the most efficient, powerful way. They learn a discipline.
Yeah.
And then they fuck each other up like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like Mortal it's like Kombat if Rock'em Sock'em in real life.
Robots could use their legs.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And sometimes you see people's heads come clean
they
off.
They just come up.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, it's like Mortal Kombat IRL.
It's so scary to see somebody get knocked out and then they're just out and then they fall however tall they are.
Yeah.
They fall like 6 feet, 2 inches. And there's nothing blocking their fall. They're just like, they're kind of cross-eyed and they're going down. Like a tree, like you chop a tree down or something like that. And then their head bounces off the mat. And I'm like, man. And then sometimes, a lot of times, they give interviews afterwards.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know. It's too, I spent a long time and we'll get them next time. And they're like, the camera's over here. And they're like, fuck yeah. We'll get them. And you'll get him.
My grandma down. I'm going to be making a turkey down next dinner.
We'll take a plane. We'll get him next time.
And Joe, how did it go, man? I mean, that left hook. Are you kidding me? Oh, 100 in hell.
Help.
Oh, yeah. Man, when I hit it, help me please in the face.
Dude, you be Joe Rogan and I'll be the fighter who just lost. Okay. This is how I would be at the end of a fight.
Okay. Yo, bro, how'd it go out there, man? You were crazy.
I don't want this.
Huh?
I don't want it, I said.
Okay. I don't want it, I said.
Get away from me.
Huh?
I just want to go lay down.
Dude, so anyway.
No one let me fall asleep.
I'm so sleepy, but please don't let me sleep.
Dude, did I ever tell you about the time I got hit in the head with a metal bat?
I think so, but I want it again.
I was at a softball game. I was very little, probably like 12, 13. And I got, I was behind someone who was swinging a bat and he hit me in the head with a bat. And then I just wanted to go home and I took out my pillow and my comforter and I laid on the floor in front of the television.
Yeah.
And I was just like, my parents were like, don't go to sleep. And I was like, I'm not going to sleep. I'm just getting comfortable. But what happens after you get, why do you get comfortable to go to sleep?
I know, that's the whole thing. Like when you're going to watch a movie with someone and they like lay down and it's they over. Get all comfortable. It's like, come on. Your plan is to fall asleep.
Yes. Just tell me you don't want to watch the movie.
Yeah, exactly. And no one who you ever say that to is ever convinced that you're right. Like, that person is always like, no, I just want to get comfortable.
That's me. That's me every night with Zoya, because she'll be like, I want to go to sleep. And I'll be like, dude, no, let's fucking watch it. Yeah. She'll be like, as soon as you get comfortable, you're out in 5 minutes.
No, I want it.
And then the Office theme song comes on and it goes, and then I'm like, before the plot happens.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And that's just how it goes sometimes.
Audi.
So these slap competitions, yes. Man, these boys gear the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you're, there's a really interesting aspect to this, which is what makes it so interesting to me, which is like, if you're first,
you have a responsibility to go as hard as you possibly
you
can.
You have to.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You've got to hit them so hard that their next hit to you
is going to be worse because of it.
Well, no, worse. You want it to be like, yes, bad. You want
quality
it to be,
wise.
Yes. You want it to be a weaker hit because of how hard you hit them first.
You don't want to give them a boost to their hit by doing a laughable right. hit.
And that's the second part that's interesting to me, which is if you're first don't hit that person enough to weaken their hit.
Yeah, start thinking about what dreams you want to have.
You better start looping a memory you don't want to lose right now.
That's what it sounds like, dude.
Dude, because you're about you're about to be hit so fucking hard,
mm-hmm.
and oftentimes you have the anger of the person you hit
fuel
coming at you.
Yeah,
it's like the most anxiety. Fueled thing like yeah. I would never in
dude,
my life.
I like how you were like, there's two really interesting parts to this.
The slapping
is the first one and the second. I wonder how often it gets past the second one.
Well, here's the thing that, so because I was talking to people who love it and actually watch it. Yeah. I forgot who I was talking to. Prejudice.
You saw Prejudice?
Yeah, they're doing great.
Sounds like somebody slapped their mother while they were naming them.
Let's name her Treasure. So, apparently, sometimes after the first slap, they'll go like, "Yeah, good okay, job,
love
fuck
it.
Yeah!" Like they pump each other up. Yeah,
yeah. Uh-huh.
They'll be like, "Fuck yeah, that was good, dude. Good job."
Yeah.
And it's like, here we go.
Now, are you ready? Good job. Dude, if you could form a sentence and like have that mutual like exchange of energy and like gratitude after the first slap,
right.
Second slap is coming in. About to get the tower buzzed on you.
Look at this, Mike.
Okay.
Just this image. It's just an image. But look at this guy is not necessarily
he's
like
doing everything but punching.
Right.
So this guy has, for those of you who haven't made the effort to watch the video yet, left hand is up by the chin in like, and you would imagine that the right hand is in punching mode, but
yes.
It's not. Right hand's in slapping mode.
Correct.
This person's skull is being different because they're getting slapped.
That skull is being put into a shape it was not meant to be in. Currently.
Different shape by Nick Hamilton. Yikes, man. And these people have like, they're not always muscular, but they
that's
got
what I'm
girthy
saying.
As
this
fuck.
Guy is not necessarily like a mutant.
No.
He's like a regular dude you'd see at Golden Corral.
Dude, this is like, yeah. This is like if all of the, you ever watch the strongman contest on like
yeah,
ESPN 12?
Yeah. Where they're like,
Yeah, they're always in England or something. It's always pouring rain, yeah. And they're throwing logs over a mountain or something like that. And it's like somebody told all of those people that, like, instead of, like, you don't have to throw logs anymore. You could just slap a dude. And they were like, oh, yeah, this is what I wanted to do the whole time.
Yes, you mean this exists?
Oh, I can slip? Like, this guy, that's just a giant fat guy in the corner. And he's just putting all of his weight. It's like how like, I love seeing a fat baseball pitcher.
Yeah.
Like, I think.
Yeah, because, like, you need that representation.
Well, you can. It's not even about representation. It's just about if you know how to transfer your weight, you could throw a tiny ball a billion miles an hour.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a muscle boy.
It's the same physics. You could throw all your weight. Just take the ball out and make your hand like this.
Right.
And you could be a major league pitcher of knocking people the fuck out.
Right, exactly.
So a lot of hope out there for a lot of you who maybe aren't built like an athlete. You could still slap the fuck out of somebody.
So that's the thing. I mean, so I found it. I happened upon it through TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just served these slapping videos.
Yes, FYP.
And I was like, holy shit, this is it, man. Like, this is the part of TikTok I'm ready to live in.
Uh-huh. Algorithm is right.
So that's where I first saw it. And it's so insane. But I was talking to people that, like, watch the full matches.
Yeah. Like the pay-per-views.
Yeah. Like, you can find them.
Yeah.
And, it's just, like, dudes slapping each other.
Why wouldn't the Jake and Paul ever do that instead of... Why are they straight up...
I bet they don't even know about it. Like, it's barely coming here, apparently.
Right.
Like, there are people who have been watching it because it's, you know, it's from Russia or whatever. I don't know how they're getting it.
With love.
But now people are talking about it. So I think, I don't know, maybe they'll be like, fuck yeah, that's the next thing.
Yeah. Wow, man.
Dude, but my friends were saying that they slap each other so hard that their, like, ears start bleeding and shit.
Wow. They really get jostled in there.
Dude. I mean, what are you, bursting eardrums and shit?
Yeah,
like, probably
that has
dude.
To be a rule, because you can cup somebody's ear and their hearing can be gone forever.
Their hearing.
Yeah.
There's I'm sure there are rules. Yeah, are nothing above the nose.
Not here or here so much. Just show them the top of like, this.
Oh fuck, that's so funny.
Ship shape.
I forgot about it.
Dude, I would love to see. I bet there's either a book of rules like this, or there are three rules.
Should we see?
It's one. What are the official rules to slap fighting? Is it just called slap fighting, or is it called, like, Kevin Hogan? Something fucking badass in Deutsch.
Yeah. Something really cool.
Waffle Hogan.
I don't know what it's called. Slap boxing?
Hand blitzen.
Russian slap fighting is what they're calling it.
Dude,
there's a question here that says, who is the Russian slap champion? Vasily Kamotisky.
Vaseline coming hands.
He's a farmer.
Of course.
Who's nicknamed Dumpling. He's already an internet star because of how good he is at slapping people in the face.
And also, dude, the goats or whoever gets milked, the cows are like, oh, fuck.
Oh, here he comes. Here comes the grip.
Here comes Dumpling. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
No! No! No!
He just grabs the cows by the neck and, like,
why does he have to do it so hard?
That'd be funny if he was really gentle and, like, massages the cows.
Okay, here we go. I found, wait, slap boxing is what they're calling it on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I mean, that's an accurate name. You get all the brain damage of boxing, but you don't do punch. You don't do 1-2 punch.
Several rappers,
uh-huh,
including Pharoah Monch. Noriega. Kill Army.
Okay.
Eminem. Iced Cubes. R.A. The Rugged Man.
Uh-huh.
And Brother Ali.
Okay.
Have songs in which they reminisce about slap boxing.
Cool. This is underground slap boxing. This isn't official rules and regulations.
Author Victor D. Lavalle wrote the critically acclaimed Slap Boxing with Jesus, a story about teenagers living in Queens, New York. The book's title is a take on a line from Ghostface Killah's Daytona 500.
Okay.
In a 2004 Dateline NBC interview, singer Bobby Brown claimed to have been slapboxing with Whitney Houston when it turned violent. Okay, so this might be something different. This is different.
We're going down a different road. Unless they're rapping about the official rules and regulations of slapboxing, I'm not interested. Also, what source is that from? You can't call domestic violence slapboxing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the rules are here.
Oh, I mean, do we have to fucking Google Translate?
I'm like competitive slapping. Rules.
Rules. Why would that not be in the original search?
I'm telling you, I found nothing.
Slap boxing rules and dude.
Can we how about this? Slap boxing tips.
Fine.
Is slap boxing illegal? It is.
You can't just slap a person.
Is slap boxing dangerous? It is.
End of article.
Is a slap harder than a punch? It is.
Is it?
No.
This is basically like a bag of
this is something bones. Different. I don't think we have this information here yet. I think that's how new it is, Mike.
No, that's not.
What, look, this tell me if you find something.
Years. I absolutely will.
All right.
Slap.
Because slap boxing is a different thing.
Okay, what is it?
It's like an American thing that like looks like UFC a little bit.
So what are we saying? Russian?
Russian slapping competition.
First thing.
Bullshit.
The rules of competition are simple. This is Russian strongmen compete and win slap championships.
You out-Googled me, Mike.
Dude, it's not hard.
I've been Googled.
I looked up slap boxing rules and regulations.
That's what I fucking typed in, dude.
Did you spell regulations wrong? Oh, you mean regulations? Anyway, it doesn't matter. This is from 2020, March 11th, so you know it's hot and current. The rules of the competition are simple. Two men stand face to face and take turns slapping one another.
Ooh, hot.
With bare hands, no head protection. The competitors take turns to slap one another. Dash, hard, dash, around the face. Each man has 5 attempts at slapping his opponent down. So you're supposed to knock out the other person.
Okay, I didn't know you had 5 chances.
Who gets to 5?
I know, man. Because these are strong. Like, you guys don't understand.
That's exactly what we said before. These are the people.
These are unregulated monsters. Look it up. Literally look this up.
It's these like people trees are hitting each other.
Yes, exactly.
Competitive slap boxing rules. Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you, man. But that's better than nothing. That's good. That's good info.
I mean, there kind of are no rules. It's like you get 5. But I would think that there are.
There's like the unwritten ones where it's like don't destroy my eardrums.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean that kind of fuck. No head. What does it say? No head protection. Ears unfortunately fall on the head, as we know by potato head toys. Our experience with potato heads.
And operation.
Ears are on the head.
Operation.
I'm the doctor for you.
Your best friend is dead. Operation.
Dude, who went to fucking medical school based on how good they were at operation?
Someone was like, I knew I wanted to be a surgeon because I loved operation.
I got the pencil out of his wrist, so I knew that I was going to be a surgeon.
I knew I was going to help someone remove their funny bone someday.
I knew that I was going to take rubber bands out of people's fucking forearms.
Dude. And then lose them and never find them again.
The day one, dude.
Most of the pictures I see of the slaps look like palm is like over the chin.
Uh-huh.
So like the slaps probably fingers miss the ears.
Yeah.
But you're hitting like everywhere between the ear and the like.
Right. But when you're yatting someone. See, I would think that there'd be rules about the eyes and the ears. But when you're yatting someone as hard as you possibly can. There's no way to be like, and this will be right on target. I'm going to move my body in a way where it whips my arm as fast as a human being can do that. And it's going to be right here and nowhere else.
Unless their training is like to hit those dummies all the time so that they can yeah, get it.
They play fucking perfect. Fruit Ninja.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe there's, I mean, that's the thing. There's like more to it's just that, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Stand under an apple tree and fucking yat apples out.
Yeah, like someone's chopping them.
The trainer.
Yeah, 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 come on, here we go. All
right, over here. Eating an apple during the montage.
Pull! Dude. The
trainer. Kind of adorable, yeah.
Good job. I just think, like, man, do you think you could pop out some guy's eyeball like that?
It's very easy to pop out an eyeball.
Oh, man.
Dude, if you're ever feeling, I don't know how squeamish, do you watch stuff like that?
No, sir.
So
I've seen the videos where guys can do it and then,
yeah, as a joke. That's like fun and then everybody laughs.
Everyone, it's fun.
There was a match where Vader, Big Van Vader, and I think it was in
Darth Vader?
I want to say Vader versus, I want to say Stan Hansen or something.
I don't want to look this up.
Don't look it up. No one look this up for any reason, especially if you're driving. They were in Japan, I think.
Or being arrested.
And he, dude, it takes like nothing. If you press in the right area, your eye comes out.
Yeah.
And his eye came out during a match. And wrestlers are so tough that he put it back in and finished the match.
Bullshit!
Yeah, like a pug. You know how pugs' eyes come out when they sneeze and
dude,
shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pugs are not meant to be.
No, that's what's in all these UFOs. Just bugs keep popping out.
Yeah. Dude, holy shit.
Yeah. Isn't that insane? That's an insane thing.
Do you still go to the hospital after that, you think? Or do they go like, no, they put his eye back in?
Dude, wrestlers in like the 80s just like drank a lot. They didn't really go to the hospital unless they were like in a half.
I mean, we weren't meant to be put through a position to have our eyes popped out.
No, not unless we wanted to entertain other people.
Right. By having our eyes popped out.
If you're not like funny or can't sing or dance, you're going to want to be in a situation where your eye can pop out.
All right, let's get to some ads, man. This is, fuck, what a, man, this slapping though. I recommend you check it out.
It's crazy.
It's really crazy.
It's crazy. If you are having a problem feeling empathy and you'd like to feel bad for people, go ahead and check out Russian Slap Boxing, where the rules are, there are no rules. Keep your eyes in your head at all times. That's it. Also, take your helmet off. A lot of you are showing up to these slap boxing championships with helmets on.
And I don't understand.
Please,
no. We don't know why you're doing that.
Rule number one, no helmet on.
You know no helmet on.
We told you in the rule. Read the rule book. It's a whole book and there's one rule.
There's one fucking rule. Dude, I can't find our awesome music.
Okay, I'm surprised it's not a button. By
I now. Know, I can't find a fucking awesome ad music!
Alright, well, that's alright. In the meantime...
No, it's not alright. Hang on a second, god damn it.
The Late Show. Yeah. Also, on Sunday, I'm going to be at Jam in the Van when I'm back in L.A. And there's a show. All these tickets will be on MikeFalzone.com if I put them up there today. I got a lot to do today. Right before I go to Atlanta, the first show is sold out. Early show is sold out. And the Late Show, still tickets for the Late Show. Starts at 10:30. Tickets on my phone. All
right, well, I can't find it, so we'll just use something else.
Okay. Play this music.
Guys, summer is coming.
Yes, great point.
And for many of us, it's the season of discomfort. It's hot outside. And if you could sit around in just your unders... You would. Mm-hmm. MeUndies wants to make this summer a summer of comfort. And they want you to know that if you want to sit around in your underwear, oh, mama, it's allowed.
Kind of a dream when you're on the couch in your underwear and there's just the fan, right? Oscillating fan in front of you.
You kidding me?
No.
MeUndies wants to make this the best summer ever. So why don't you get comfortable and express yourself this summer with undies in classic and bold colors and fun and adventurous prints. Rushing home to change into something more comfy is a thing of the past. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You can stay comfy in MeUndies all dang day. And guess what? I do.
Stay comfy in your underwear all day.
I'm not even kidding. If you've watched me do anything during this past year, I am definitely only wearing underwear.
Dude, you sent us a picture last night to the group chat.
Nick did that. Nick sent that. For some fucking reason. But I'm telling you, man, I only want to be in MeUndies underwear all the time. And I was thinking about this. I was thinking about how it's not okay to wear your underwear outside. And I wonder why that is. And I will continue to. So here's the deal, guys. You can get socks, bralettes, loungewear, and more. And choose from endless styles and sizes extra small to 4XL with their sustainably soft micromodal and ultra-light breathe fabrics. So guys, MeUndies is a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions, no tomato sauce.
No tomato sauce.
To get your 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter.
Banter.
Thank you, me. Hey guys, how about a quick word from Squarespace? Squarespace empowers millions of dreamers, makers, and doers by providing them with the tools they need to bring their creative ideas to life. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's 100% right. I am proud owner of a Squarespace website and have been for years now. And it's so important that all of your stuff, I know so many of us do so many things online, all your stuff is in one easy-to-find spot that could look exactly how you want it. And you don't have to send people all around the internet. You say, this is my hub. This is my address on the internet. But maybe you're worried about that you don't know HTML. You don't know how to design stuff. Perfect. You can choose from one of their many award-winning templates. One of their many award-winning templates. This thing could look exactly how you want it. And it could look like a professional website with you having little to absolutely no working knowledge of how to do any of it. Like me, I have no working knowledge or interest in how to design a website at all. And the result is beautiful, functional website. If you have any problems whatsoever, there's 24/7 customer service. And we're going to tell you exactly how to get your own. Is that breakfast burrito? That's real nice. How to get your own Squarespace website with basically a snap of your fingers. But there's nothing to update ever. It's all drag and drop. Make your site look however you want it. Make it functional. Get help whenever you need it. Thank you. And that's it. I was trying to give you time to swallow. My bad. I was trying to stretch it.
So guys, why don't you head over to
give you some time to really think about how you want your website to look. This is how we stay out of make good territory for sure. One of your podcasts straight up fell asleep while we were doing. If you watch the video, you'd see that we were having breakfast.
Goddamn. That was a whole scary journey for me.
Yeah, well, that was a choice.
Where guys, why don't you go to squarespace.com/banter for a free trial? Mike said it beautifully. When you're ready to launch something as awesome as Mike Falzone just eloquently expelled into the microphone to your ears, you can use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/banter. You're going to get that free trial. When you're ready to go, use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you so much, Squarespace. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Because of CDC and COVID restrictions, booty has been off the menu for far too long.
Yeah, but now we're back.
Thanks to the aggressive vaccine rollout, we're approaching herd immunity and our goal of a 69% vaccination rate.
Well, talk to your uncles about it.
It's time to get ready and get your booties sparkling clean. And to do that, you're going to want a Hello Tushy bidet.
Dude, I can't believe how much a bidet has changed my life. You had one before I had one. And then my brother-in-law introduced me to the bidet. And I wish there was a travel version that I could take around to every toilet I will ever visit in my entire life. I have been the ambassador for, taking... a cue from my brother-in-law. I've been like, now it's my duty to tell his duty.
It's look your duty to share with your booty.
Clean in your booty. It's my duty to help you clean your booty. And I would recommend it for absolutely everyone, as long as you enjoy being clean. If you don't enjoy that, maybe it's not the thing for you, but I've never felt more
it's not for everyone.
Efficiently clean. You know, sometimes you have those wipes and they go on forever, don't they, Steve?
Oh, yeah, and you're sitting in there for hours sometimes. No, but and you're like, time, Jesus, I got in here at 3 o'clock. It's 7 p.m.
I have a meeting. And it's really, spit on my own hand, it's really, it's like taking a shower. It's like giving your butt a shower.
It's just
every
it's
time
just,
you
it's
duke
just,
out.
It's just me. I'm telling you guys, you're gonna wanna be as clean as you possibly can, and you wouldn't be satisfied wiping your poopy hands with paper.
No.
And then leaving.
Leaving? Going to shake hands with strangers?
Yes! And with Hello Tushy's brand new 3.0 modern bidet attachment, it's here to get your butt pristine.
That's great.
It's stylish, it's eco-friendly, and it's easy to install. And it's affordable. Hello Tushy 3.0 doesn't just cleanse your butt with a precise stream of fresh water. It cleans itself, guys. Self-cleaning with the Smart Spray automatic nozzle. And the Hello Tushy bidet attaches to your existing toilet. There's no electricity or extra plumbing needed. You cut toilet paper use by 80%. It pays for itself in just a few months, guys. Come on, this is crazy.
That's absolutely right, Steve.
It's crazy.
Cleans itself, pays for itself. You basically, the only thing you have to do is order it.
Cleans itself, pays for itself, wipes yourself. And cleaner than you'll ever be wiped in your life.
Ever.
Better than your mama did it.
You think your mom did it good.
Just wait.
Your mommy shiz.
And guys, every Hello Tushy bidet comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. So once you get your booty in gear, join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now and clean your butt. With every flush, go to hellotushy.com/banter to get 10% off plus free shipping. That's special offer for show listeners. Go to hellotushy.com/banter for 10% off. hellotushy.com/banter for 10% off.
What's that URL?
10% off. 10% off.
10% off. 10% off.
Me, 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 me.
Me, 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 me.
Promo code me, me, me.
All right, Mike. You ready for some show and tell?
Yeah. Let's do it. Dude, you got a really fun, very Steve Zaragoza thing in the mail.
Yeah, and I really need you to see this thing.
Okay.
In real life, because...
What if that thing had a Furby thing?
What if it was this? And I just picked it up and it had a Furby face on it.
I would be very impressed. Not that I'm not already impressed.
Sure.
The thing I like about what you got, and I don't want to spoil anything, but you put it on your...
I put it on my Instagram. I put it on my TikTok.
Yeah. So if we could explain for the audio-only people, it is a replica... Arby's
beef and cheddar
specifically,
double stacked,
not a spawn, double stacked. It is
piled high,
and it's but it has a Furby face, doesn't it? And so this is
a Furby face
in it, doesn't it? Is this one person that does this?
Yes, her name is Sophie G. Stark.
Uh huh.
And you really must see her Instagram and shit. She's, okay. I think, I don't, I'm, let me see. I'll, let me find out for sure what it is.
Is she related to Iron Man?
God damn it, Mike.
Is this a Stark Industries collabo?
Damn it. There she is.
Found her.
It's Sophie G. Stark. That's okay. All it is. Sophie G. Stark.
Sophie G. Stark.
So she makes
choice.
These like resin, like, I mean, she hand makes these, dude. Uh-huh.
And so how many of these exact things are in existence?
I think she does these on commission. So if you buy it, she'll make it.
Okay.
I think they're sold out now,
mm-hmm.
but she makes a whole bunch of them. And by the way, gulp.
You don't have to say it.
Hank Green
uh-huh.
also has one of these, but it's made out of beans.
Okay.
So it's like a
bean sandwich?
It's like a Furby. Uh-huh. Like imagine a Furby.
Yes.
But it's all made out of beans.
Okay. Great.
Except for the eyes and the mouth.
Right. Because so, that's the thing that's the identifiable characteristics of a Furby.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mike. Yes. I don't know if you're ready for this, dude.
I am ready for this. Dude, it looks so incredibly real.
Look at how fucking real this looks.
Wow. If I was a vegetarian, I wouldn't even touch this.
I don't understand
the bread. It all feels like rubber, like heavy rubber.
Yeah.
But the way, I don't know if this is like airbrushed or what, but it just, everything looks so real.
Everything looks so real.
and the face is not like, when you go through the effort to make something that's not this look this real, you don't half-ass the face. You don't just glue Furby parts onto this. So it's set in a way where it's just like, this could be alive in a second.
Yeah. That's the only thing it's missing, I think, is it being a functional Furby.
I don't know that I would want that in my house. But like
the
creases in the buns.
Yeah. And it looks like it got ripped off of another bun.
Yeah. It's really beautiful.
It's so crazy.
So where do you keep something like this?
Well, Mike, I'll tell you. I have had it on my computer desk.
Yeah.
Sitting on the top of its little box.
And how often have you wanted
Dude,
to...
Seriously? Like when...
Because from the back?
When you... So this is how it was sitting on my table.
Not...
So the way you're seeing it.
Yeah.
And I... Dude, I was so wasted.
Uh-huh.
And it was like... the perfect munchie time.
Yeah.
And I got up and I saw it.
Like, oh, I don't
and
have
for
to.
A split second, I was like, holy shit.
When did I do that?
There's a fucking giant Arby's beef and cheddar for me to eat right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Are you an Arby's fan?
Love
Is that
Arby's.
Why? So it was a perfect blending.
Oh, yeah. My mom commented on the video I posted of it, and she said, Mijo, why
you waste your money like that,
or something similar to that. And I said, Mom, they're my two favorite things, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
And my mom remembers, like, I really wanted a Furby a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah, they were like the biggest Christmas toy.
Oh yeah,
that and Tickle Me Elmo were like the biggest, like, sold out, can't find it anywhere type.
Right.
Let me just move our Zoom recorder.
Yeah.
so we could put this front in the cemetery.
So you guys get a good view.
I don't want to put food right on the table, so we're going to put it on the, you on don't the want coaster.
That, you don't want that red ranch to go on the table.
Dude, it does have the ranch on the bottom, yeah, cheese man. On the top. It looks beautiful, and this person is like a...
an amazing artist.
I hope she's making a lot of money.
Dude, you got to see the... This one is a SpaghettiOs Furby that she makes.
Mm-hmm. So this is what I would imagine the bean one looking
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's what the bean one
it's
looks
all
like.
SpaghettiOs. Looks like SpaghettiOs. Also, dude, I know it's gross, but I would eat SpaghettiOs in
same,
a hot second.
Same. Dude, with the meatballs in it? Remember
I would
that?
Eat it with the meatballs.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know if any of you ever had canned pasta before. And I know it's not very Italian of me to say, but I used to eat that. I used to love it. That's the bean one.
Yeah.
I like the SpaghettiOs one more than the bean
me
one.
Me too.
But I, if you love beans, this is your...
Shout out to Chef Boyardee.
Shout out one time.
Rest
the chef.
In peace.
Rest in peace.
To the good chef.
The good chef. Has to be dead. Died in the 20s.
Do you think Chef Boyardee was real? Or do you think he was created?
I would have loved to have gone back in time and met the prestigious Chef Boyardee before that was like associated with canned.
What if that's a funny response to like, if you could go back in time and meet anybody.
Meet any, you could have dinner with anyone. John Lennon, Mitch Hedberg, Chef Boyardee, and Jimi Hendrix.
Holy shit. Okay. There's a Wikipedia entry on Chef Boyardee. After leaving his position as head chef at the Plaza Hotel in New York City,
where everybody got canned meat. Everyone who entered the Plaza Hotel.
His name, it was founded by an Italian, the company was founded by an Italian immigrant, Hector Boyardi. So okay. It's like B-O-I-A-R-D-I.
Right, and Boyardi is just like the whitest way to
yep,
say it.
Boyardi. They're like, let's phonetically spell it out so people don't.
If people smart can't pronounce fuck, it, dude. They won't be able to, they won't get it.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah. You got to make the whites comfortable with fucking... Let's de-Italianize it. Foul zone.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
about that?
Zaragoza. That's how it's said.
Don't put any effort into it.
No, no.
Just wipe the
make
fuck
it
out
easy
of it.
For the best people.
We got to make sure Irish and German people could say our
right.
names. Although, I can't pronounce most German things.
That's true.
Yeah.
Chef Boyardi opened a restaurant called Two Giardino d'Italia in 1924 mm-hmm. on East 9th Street and Woodland Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio.
Interesting.
The idea for Chef Boyardi came when restaurant customers began asking Boyardi for his spaghetti sauce.
Let me put it in a can.
Which he began to distribute in milk bottles. With the milk or without the milk?
You want me to drink the milk? Or you want me to just kind of a smoosh on top?
You want the sauce? Hold on while I drink it down with the milk. Filling down the cheese and shit. Two more bottles? Okay, here we go.
Okay, like a toss it down, but I give it a shot.
I'm very full, but here we go.
You want three bottles? Grazie.
God, hey, me. Four years later, in 1928, Boyardi opened a factory and moved production to Milton, Pennsylvania, where he could grow his own tomatoes and mushrooms.
Hell yeah.
He decided to name his product Boyardi to help Americans pronounce his name
That's
correctly.
Exactly what it is.
The first product to be sold was a ready-to-heat spaghetti kit in 1928. The U.S. military commissioned the company during World War II for production of army rations. Dude, this is how we got fucking spaghetti.
Right, because they got to make it non-perishable.
Wow.
We're eating army food, dude. That's what we're
I
built
know,
for.
I know, we ate it for years. All the canned stuff is army food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. What an interesting thing. Anyway.
It is very interesting. Sometimes I like when we learn shit
Me
on this
too,
show.
Man. Here, and it's not often.
Dude, let's go back to the past and let's go back to 1992. Do you remember that time?
I don't remember that time. Wait See, a minute. Hang on. I hear the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song on the television. Mama's making SpaghettiOs.
Dude, that's exactly... These two things would be in, yeah. in sync with each other. So I went online mm-hmm. because you know I love wrestling, and you know I specifically love wrestling from the early 90s. Mm-hmm. And I saw these, and I remembered these.
Oh, shit, really? Steve, so you had these?
I had these, but they were, like, super special because I never knew where to get them. Once in a while, they would be at a toy store, but they would mostly not be around. Right. Also, 92, I'm real little. So I'm, like, going places with my grandparents yeah. or my parents.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about what yeah. you see here? It's a sticker pack okay. from 1992 from the WWF, World Wrestling yeah. Federation.
Which WWF is not a thing anymore.
No.
Which makes me sad, man. I remember when that had to change. It felt like it was ending.
The wildlife people really got fucked under them. Yeah, they fucked them nice.
Those animals.
So you can't be a wrestling federation anymore, but you can be entertainment.
We want to be the World Wildlife Federation.
No one's going to know you're talking about panda beards if you're talking about recently.
We can't call it the World Animal Association. We're doomed.
Take that, animals.
Yeah, fuck you. Why can't you have a trusted brand that made so many children happy?
A trusted brand that never fucked anyone over.
Ever. It was never a danger to anyone.
Why can't you be a good federation?
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm looking at here, it looks like we've got stickers.
Yes.
Is it stickers?
It's stickers.
So how do you open this? I've never seen a package
like
this.
It's a little kid's thing, man. You just tear it
you
open.
Just tear it.
This okay. hasn't... Dude, May these I? 10 packs haven't felt air since 1992. That's
Should
almost 30
breath?
Years ago, player.
Should I breathe it in?
Just please don't do what I think you're going to do. All I ask... Dude, what if they... crumbled, you burp into it, and it just dust falls out. So you'll get, people have been horny for stickers since the beginning of time.
It's like a library, dude.
Does it? Old paper?
Yeah.
Old sticky residue paper?
This is almost like a tea bag, like when you open up a tea bag
and the
tea's in there.
Yeah, and they were made by Merlin, which I think did a bunch of cards and stuff like that. And magic.
And helped King Arthur.
Merlin Boyardee.
These are so cool!
So they're like little trading cards, but they're all stickies.
And they're tiny.
Yeah, and they look like they have the old logo on the back, which are fucking awesome. And they have a little bio on the back of all these.
Dude, people. I think, can I try to guess this man's name? Is it Sergeant Slaughter?
That's Sergeant Slaughter, man.
Yes.
Yeah, there he is, fighting for America. This is good guy, Sergeant Slaughter.
Fighting for America.
Do you know what this guy's name is on the back?
Tommy Jeans.
It could be. That's Steve Lombardi, the Brooklyn Brawler,
Whoa.
Who was sent to the ring to get beat up by everyone at all times.
Oh, so he was like the guy. He was the
enhancement runt. Talent, they call it.
I have no idea who this is. This looks like someone's dad who is getting upset at their boyfriend.
Yes, this is Bob Backlund also beating the shit out of the Brooklyn Brawler. So far, we've opened two of these.
Dude, there should be a movie that's like a pop star and stuff about the wrestler that's meant
the
to
jobber.
Be beaten up the
yeah.
whole time.
Yeah. It's called Enhancement.
Yeah, and everyone just laughs at him, and he walks down the street,
yeah.
and people try to trip him and shit.
Yes, the Barry Horowitz
yeah.
story.
And one day he wants to be the one giving people the what for.
Mm-hmm. Dude, one day Barry Horowitz was one of these guys.
Yeah,
and his thing was that he never won, and then he won one, and it was like a huge fucking deal.
No shit, that was
yeah.
that's great.
Also, I met Bob Backlund outside a Blockbuster video once.
Did people laugh at him?
No. Because they're all big in real life.
Yeah.
This looks like a sticker that is meant to be with other stickers.
Yeah.
I could tell who this is by just their hand
is
and
the
what they're
Undertaker?
Holding. No, but very close. This is a man called Papa Shango. He was a witch doctor. Later became a pimp and ran a strip club in what I think is
really?
Dallas, Texas.
In real life?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The Godfather.
Dude, this...
He was homies with The Undertaker.
This is really cool.
Uh-huh.
Like, I kind of want this.
Okay. Dude, okay. So Bam Bam Bigelow logo, but also horizontal layout.
And it's on foil.
And it's on foil, dude. These are so fucking cool.
What do we have here? A little Ric Flair?
This is one part of Rick. Looks like one-fourth of Ric Flair.
Yeah.
1992. He's fighting with the Macho Man here over Mid Elizabeth.
Man, those must have been good times.
Also, 92 is, I think, when he won the Royal Rumble, widely considered one of the best Royal Rumbles. Why don't we have a wrestling podcast where I just we watch something and then I just teach you about it. And then you
just explain it to me. Yeah, I'm into that, man. Let's do it. We'll do it like reverse Cloverfields. Yeah. Cloverfields came from Dynamic, or Dynamic Banter came from Cloverfields.
Right.
Maybe this wrestling thing can come from Dynamic Banter.
We'll stop Dynamic Banter to Dynamic talk about Banter, wrestling. Yeah.
This guy looks like...
Do you know
like...
how many people just went,
No, don't do that. We're done. This looks like a man who loves cocaine.
This is Irwin R. Scheister, a.k.a. IRS.
Okay.
And his whole thing was that he worked from the IRS.
So he looks like the kind of guy that would like cocaine. Like, he's playing a character that likes cocaine.
The other thing was he was like an all-American amateur wrestler. So I don't know if he was cocaine guy.
Okay. He was trying to make the big league, the pros.
Yeah.
Did he ever do it?
He's known for being a great worker, but very boring. Also because they dressed him up in a suit and he wore suspenders and was the IRS.
Yeah.
Because Vince McMahon was like, the only two constants are death and taxes. So we have The Undertaker and IRS.
Did he make it? Did he ever become a pro?
I mean, he has a sticker.
Yeah, good point.
Mike Rotunda, his name was, IRL.
Wow. I know a guy that has that exact name.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Does he wear suspenders? Does he elbow people in the face?
He slaps people.
Do you want this Bam Bam Bigelow?
Can I have it?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Do you know who Bam Bam Bigelow was?
I thought it was two guys.
No, it's one guy. And he has, instead of hair, he has flames tattooed on his head. Passed away from Asbury Park, New Jersey. He was a big fat guy who used to do a perfect cartwheel in the ring.
Wow. Like a Chris Farley kind of
deal. But nicer than Chris Farley. Would also do a moonsault. You know what a moonsault is?
Uh-uh.
That's when you go up on the turnbuckle and you face the way Macho Man is facing. You face out towards the crowd.
Yeah.
And you backflip onto your opponent.
Oh, wow. And he could do that?
Over 300 pounds.
Damn. Yeah. Did he do it a lot?
For his size, yeah, he did it. Anything more than once.
Would he do it more than once in a match?
No, that's something you do. That's called a high spot.
That's what I'm saying. That's like a special move.
Yeah. That's what they call a finisher.
Mike, I really loved this episode of Dynamic
and
Show
tell.
And Tell. Yeah. Should we do a couple history roads and get the fuck out?
I would love to.
Let's fucking do it, you dumb.
Afanda.
History.
So many noises after the song ends. No.
Aiden sends a history road saying, a history road, of course. Happy DB Day to my DB boys. Two weeks ago, you boys were having a laugh while pitching a movie, as you often do. We just pitched one just earlier today in this very podcast episode.
Did we? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I said we should do a wrestling movie about the
guy that gets beaten up. Yeah.
Anyone remember mummy wipes? The toilet paper rolls that come in the shape of a mummy? I nearly peed myself during that bit. Wow, I don't remember that at all.
Mummy wipes.
That was us?
It kind of sounds like something that we're at the point where it's like, you could tell us that we did something.
Yes, exactly.
You could have made up the rest of this episode.
This could be the first person doing that.
Do you remember when you guys talked about farting Jeeps? It's Jeeps that run on farts.
Mike, do you remember that bit? Steve, do you? Trick question. I made it up!
Thank you. So it seems like we still got a little pep in the pop.
Anyway, the movie you pitched, you tentatively called Waiting It Out. It was about the two of you getting transported back into the 90s. No, it was called... Wait.
This is from very recently.
And then having to get jobs at like a McDonald's or something. It sounded a lot funnier when we pitched it. This was Flashback or whatever, right? Or what was it called?
Passport.
That's what this is, right?
I still think that's a pretty good name.
I think so, too. It sounded a lot funnier when you pitched it. Hear me out. You boys should find a way to get Kevin Smith to make this movie with you. Oh, okay.
Dude, this is the mom who's like, you're a comedian? You should be on Ellen.
Go on Ellen.
Right.
And then you'll be famous.
You could sing, and we watch The American Idol every week, and you're better than them.
You know what I said to my husband? I said, we were watching some comedian on TV. We said, Mikey's better than that.
Yeah. Dude, that's every family conversation.
It seems right up his alley. Anyway, thanks for keeping our Fridays full of fun and great bits, which never sound good when you try to explain it to a family member. P.S. I did not leave my number, so I don't want you to call me Aiden. Okay.
Thank you for clearing that up.
I would love to make a movie out of one of these ideas, and maybe someday we can.
Somebody hit me up about the Passport movie and was like, I'm a screenwriter, and I'll do a scene, and then we figure out how to go from there.
Right.
And that's a great thought. Mm-hmm. But let's say it's really good. Then what happens? Then we got to be like, you get this much of the obvious millions that we're going to make
with
this.
Yeah. And that's why you kind of take a chance if you're an investor or something.
Yeah,
you
know?
Oh, well, anyway.
So genius to make a thing that is part of another thing.
I know, because you're like, God, I got to get it.
Right, right.
Especially when you really love it.
Yeah.
I think they still do that to a degree.
I'm sure they do. I think it's, well, they're, you know.
The Fortnite comics.
They don't do the, yeah. They don't do stickers to be like, let's satisfy everyone with one pack of stickers. Right. They make stickers to make money.
Right. We want to sell them.
Yes.
We don't want to just have this factory full of stickers. We can come check out stickers if we want.
I'll go with the stickers.
All right, check this out. This one sounds really interesting. It's a bit long, but I think it sounds good.
I have a lot of patience.
I have a feeling about this. Sarah sends an email with an H, by the way, saying, my DB wedding vows.
What if she was like, please don't pronounce the H for my privacy?
Please don't let anyone know my name has an H. History Road follow-up, DB Wedding Vows. Hey, BBs, holy shit, I can't believe my History Road was read on the pod. I don't know when that happened.
What movie did we make
the fact that my mom's story about the guy with no pants brought you guys so much joy made me so incredibly happy, and I know my mom would be happy too. I was walking through Target listening to the podcast, and I was laughing so hard that I had to leave and listen to the rest of it in my car.
I was laughing so hard I was asked to leave.
So a while ago, you guys had said that a good judge of life partner is having them listen to this podcast. Mm-hmm. And if they laugh, they are the one. Well, let me tell you.
That's only if you also like the podcast.
Exactly.
If you don't like the podcast and your partner doesn't laugh, you still got a pretty good shot.
Right, exactly. Well, let me tell you, you guys are a real hit and miss with my husband. I started off when we were dating by showing him the DB animated clips on YouTube first.
Nice, which were great.
And the first time that I showed him the very closed horses featuring Elliot, he ended up crying from laughing so hard.
That's nice.
Which doesn't happen too often. To this day, whenever we see horses on a road trip, we will say, look at that closed boy. He likes the Miller Genuine Draft bits. And we will say, give me ye and John from the Beatles episodes. But he definitely hated the live stream event. It was everything I wanted it to be, but he was not the target audience for that. Oh, the Halloween thing?
What, just screaming and dancing around?
Yeah. However, one of the best things that happened to our relationship was the 8.5 minutes of alternate titles for Big. Mm-hmm. It went over with him so well that he again wept with laughter. We still just randomly ask each other, was Tom Hanks in his late 20s or early 30s when he made that Big movie huge? Even in group situations, just to make ourselves laugh. Whenever we can work large man into conversation, you know it's been a good day. That year for Christmas, he bought the Blu-ray of Beware of Magic, starring a large Tom Hanks, for me. But he inserted his own print out of the movie posters that were in the Dynamic Banter video. It didn't register with me until he pointed out that the movie cover actually said, ooh, that's a big boy. And then when you open the Blu-ray, it says, careful what you wish for, starring a large man.
Oh my goodness.
He told me he had to strategically pause the video to get screen grabs of the posters.
Who would have made those? Was that Autumn or Sarah?
That's a good question.
I'm trying to figure out, because we were in your apartment during that. So it could have been Autumn days.
Wow.
I don't want to credit the wrong person because that probably took a lot of
work. Yeah. And it was extra work.
Right.
Always love that.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. I think that was back when Autumn was doing the video edits for you guys.
I'm just not going to talk anymore.
Credit where credit is due, because to this day, that is one of the best Christmas presents I've ever gotten. Pictures attached for your eyeball pleasures. He did also... Please tag us in those on Instagram so we can repost them.
Yeah, yeah.
Dynamic Banter and both Mike and I. He did also give me one of those children's microphones for another Christmas so we could go, what is that, a microphone? Ooh,
that's good.
Whenever we wanted. You can't go wrong with a DB-themed gift for me. All of this is to say that when we got married, I ended my vows with, hold tight to your very closed horse, because this is just the beginning of our lives together.
Wow.
That's insane.
So we've been included in wedding vows.
Yeah.
We've been included in tattoos. Litigation. In tattoos.
Litigation. Yeah, we're on the record in some courtroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, because in the big video, Mike guessed that the tagline was big. This is just the beginning. Shout out one time to my husband, Brian, for just being the best there's ever been.
That's very nice.
Before our first date, our mutual friend called him my kind of weird. And that's definitely the person you want to be with for the rest of your life.
Amen.
Love you boys very much. And Mike, we'll see you in Chicago in October.
Fuck yeah, man.
Sarah. Nice.
Great.
Dude, please send us those big...
Did she attach those pictures?
Yeah, yeah, they're here. You want to see them?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
We could just airdrop those to our phones, right? Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. You want me to do that?
Yeah, that's a hell yeah. Those deserve... And I'll put them on the Instagram.
Oh, great.
And hit me up with... how do you spell Sarah? H?
H-A.
Dude, thank you so much for your history roads. We loved them so much. We love being a part of your special day. Thank you for taking us with you in all walks of life, whether you're on the bus or arresting a criminal or getting married. Oh, I'm gonna accept this. Oh, it's a, what is it, Blu-ray DVD cover?
Yeah.
Wow. And it says, ooh, that's a big boy. I love it. Great gift. I'm sorry that your husband likes just a fraction of the episodes, but that's better than no part of the episodes. Super weird to me when people like some but don't like
I know, other ones. I know. I mean, I guess it's just some people have that kind of taste.
Yeah, they're like
if I'm not cry laughing, then I don't want to be in there.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe that person doesn't realize that it's not, you know, obviously if we could make everyone cry laugh every time, we would.
That's what we're trying to do.
That's what we're trying to do, and I think we've done a goddamn good job of it so far.
Also, I do wedding like that vows. Other people like it, but we're trying to make each other cry laugh more than anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
So if other first people, that's why not everybody likes it.
Right.
Because we're trying to entertain each other.
Right.
Also, as a little trivia, a lot of people don't know this. Tom Hanks at the beginning of the movie Big was 13. And at the end of the movie Big, he was 35. So if you're ever kind of talking to your husband and you're like, how old was Tom Hanks during the filming of the movie Big? The answer is 13 and 35.
And I heard he grew a whole inch during the production.
He was 30 when he was filming that. Can you believe that?
Jesus Christ,
can
really?
Can you believe that?
I was can a kid believe- watching that 30-year-old man thinking, well, that's a teenager.
A teenager? No way, not with that voice.
I didn't think it was an adult, really.
Yeah, I assumed everyone was in their 30s. Hmm. If they're on a screen, they're in their 30s.
Well, guys, listen. Thank you for everything. We appreciate you.
Never again. Never again.
We'll get you next time on the show, okay?
Yeah, man. Had a great time. Great job. Thank you, all of our sponsors. I'll see you in Atlanta. I love you.
Thank you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.